In this bulletin, the ASX 200 reaches a record high of over 7,000 points. New South Wales residents welcome heavy rainfall. And in tennis, the Australian Open rally for relief raises $4.8 million for bushfire aid. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's share market has soared to a record high of over 7,000 points. The S&P ASX 200 is up 0.2%, and this morning reached a record high of 7,041 points for the first time ever. The All Ordinaries Index is also up, and gold prices have also risen. The record comes following the US and China signing their long-awaited interim trade deal. The New South Wales SES warns much-needed rain and thunderstorms forecast to sweep the state could bring new risks. Most of the state is expected to receive rain from today through to Monday, except for some areas in the west and southwest. Firefighters are hoping the rain will help put out more than 80 fires still burning across the state, with some rain already having fallen on fire grounds. Lightning from thunderstorms comes with the risk of starting new fires. President Donald Trump says the signing of the United States and China interim trade deal will bring about a more stable and peaceful world. It follows the US President and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He signing the agreement at a White House ceremony, bringing a truce to an 18-month trade war between the world powers. President Trump says it's an historic deal and an important step for the country's relationship.
I want to thank President Xi, a very, very good friend of mine. We're representing different countries. He's representing China, I'm representing the U.S., but we've developed an incredible relationship. But I want to thank him for his cooperation and partnership throughout this very complex process. Our negotiations were tough, honest, open, and respectful, leading us to this really incredible breakthrough. Most people thought this could never happen.
The World Meteorology Organization warns extreme weather events will continue in 2020 and beyond if global warming is not stopped. The United Nations Agency annual report shows 2019 was the second hottest year since records began, with the average global temperature 1.1 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The data is based on research from several data sets, including from NASA and the UK Met Office. WMO Secretary General Petari Tallis says they expect extreme weather, such as Australia's severe bushfire season, to continue this year and beyond. Extreme weather, he says, is being fuelled by greenhouse gases, trapping record heat in the atmosphere. Former Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie has defended her allocation of $100 million in community sports grants. It follows an independent review into the program, which deemed the federal government had misused the money and given most of the grants to key coalition marginal election seats. Ms. McKenzie was in charge of the program, with her office using its own selection criteria to choose who was awarded the funding. Speaking to the ABC, Ms. McKenzie says her office didn't do anything wrong. The Auditor-General has renewed calls for a National Integrity Commission. And Lebanon's riot police have again clashed with protesters in the capital, Beirut. Police wearing extensive protective gear threw tear gas at demonstrators, some of whom threw canisters and rocks back. The Red Cross reports at least 35 people were injured in the violence, with 10 treated at the scene, most of which were from gas inhalation. It's the first time Beirut's commercial centre has been the scene of demonstrators in 3 months of protests. In tennis, the Australian Open's Rally for Relief has raised close to $5 million for bushfire aid charities. The sport's big names, Roger Federer, Nick Kyrgios, Rafael Nadal, Serena Williams, Naomi Osaka, Novak Djokovic, Caroline Wozniacki, Stefanos Tsitsipas and Alexander Zverev, all took to Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena to help raise funds. Federer defeated Kyrgios in the one-set singles centrepiece 7-6. Not that fans or players cared about the score. Kyrgios says he's glad to be helping fire-affected Australians in any way he can.
I'm just so happy that we had Roger, you know, Novak, Rafa, some of the greats to get behind it, and everyone around the world at the moment, you know, the awareness has grown, and I think we're doing everything we possibly can to overcome this together.
Both Federer and Nadal also dipped into their own pockets, each donating $250,000 to the appeal. Let's have a look at the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, mostly sunny and 35, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 25. Possible shower in Melbourne, 19. Much the same for Hobart, also 19. Showers with a possible storm in Canberra, 28 for you. Much the same for Wollongong, 25. Similar conditions for Sydney, 28. Much the same for Newcastle, 30. Similar conditions for Brisbane as well, 29 for you. It's 33 degrees in Cairns with a shower or two as well. And it's partly cloudy in Darwin where it's 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.